Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carolyn Hartman and we're going to talk about Haiti and we're going to talk about some things here close to home. So good morning to you, Carolyn.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you're doing the same. And Carolyn, you are one of the support group that makes this whole mission event, ongoing mission trips possible. So first we're going to talk about a fundraiser that's coming up really soon to help support the Haiti mission trips. So what's happening, Carolyn?
Okay, on Monday night, May 7th, there will be a fundraiser at Dusty's in Griswold. Dusty's will be serving a salad and pasta bar, roll, and beverage, which includes tea and coffee. The cost for this fundraiser is $10. Serving starts at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. They will be serving a salad and pasta bar. This salad and pasta bar is awesome. Ryan and Sarah Asklin are owners of Dusty's and have served this pasta and salad bar at weddings in the area. We had this at one of our daughter's wedding, and it was delicious.
What a great combination you're talking about here. with a salad, pasta, and it, you said it's a bar. Can people go back and have more?
Yes, as far as I know, this is, you know, as much as you can eat.
Okay.
The cost is $10 for adults, and the children 4 to 8 are $6, and the kids 3 and under are free. You can get these tickets from any one of the Haitian team members or the senders group. We have several in our group going, and you can make if you have several in your group going, you can make reservations ahead of time.
Make sure you have a table at this. You know, it can get crowded in a hurry. So.
Right, it can, and that way you can all sit together.
Yeah, great.
These tickets can also be bought at the door if you don't happen to get one from any one of the members.
Okay.
I happen to have a ticket, LaVon, if you need one.
I'll bet you do, Carol, and you better have since you're promoting it. Now, since you've really experienced this, since you've used this, what are some of the kinds of pasta things that they have? Are there hot things and cold things?
Yes, and there were several different salads, the ones that we had at our wedding, and they were, you could kind of make up your own and do as you wanted to, you know, whatever you want to put on it so it isn't already put on your plate, so you can kind of mix and match.
Okay, that's good. Some people don't like onions. Some people don't like tomatoes.
Right.
Some people want lots of onions. And so, okay.
Uh-huh.
So kind of suit your own taste here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we'll remind folks here again before we leave this morning about this fundraiser, date, time, place, and so on. But we need to talk about why people might want to go. In addition to having good food and seeing friends, there's a really good purpose for this, Carolyn. So let's talk about this whole Haitian mission that's been going on for quite some time, and who sponsors it? I guess let's start with that. Who sponsors this Haitian mission trip and event?
Okay, this started out up at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic, and they are going with the United Christian International Mission Group, which is out of Orange City, and they have been going for almost 12 years to Haiti as a group. There's several of them, and each year several of these members have been added on. And this year there's several going, and from our church is Joy Pelzer and Georgia Johnson, and Todd and Nan Asklin, and
I know there are a variety of folks that go from the area, and a number of these folks, as you say, they've gone not just once, but a number of times to help make improvements.
Right.
You want to talk about, can you give us some idea of the kinds of things that have been done in the past, some of the accomplishments?
Well, some of the things that they have done is build houses and also put cement floors on these houses. These houses have dirt floors, and they have poured cement in them for more sanitation. That's the biggest thing in Haiti, is to try and get some sanitation worked into their living quarters and also in their drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they have just completed, I think the first part of April, they completed a school, and this school will be a Bible school and a trade school. And the members that go down there this year will be painting this school so that they can start to use it. Also, they will be working on other projects down there too, but the main thing, their main purpose right now is to get this painted. Some of our members will be working with the livestock, and there is diseases and several different kinds of sicknesses in these animals, so some of them are going to try to work with them and see if they can't get them in better health conditions.
What kind of livestock? What are we talking about here?
Chickens, dogs, and I don't know for sure about the cats, but I know they mentioned dogs and goats, I think it was, and lambs.
Uh-huh. And probably smaller, although
right,
I'm guessing there
right.
are some cattle, but the smaller right. ones would be easier for people to visit. Because, as I understand, and I don't know very much about it, but we're talking a pretty small land mass for the number of people that are there.
Yes. And most of the people have to walk long distances, so having this school built will help them be able to go to a school closer in that area, too. So it's a big accomplishment for them to have got this built.
Yes. Carolyn, I think, at least in the past, when the hurricane first happened, and so there were great fundraising events, and you know, the past presidents got involved, and we hear about
right.
all the funds and so on that went on. But now we're talking here about people, person to person kind of contact. What, are there some stories you heard from people who've been there and helped, you know, come back? And what's the feeling of people who come back?
I think the biggest thing they have all felt was that just to see the delight in the children and in the adults, and when they accomplished something like building a house or even getting water for them. Some of them have to walk miles and miles just to even get a bucket of water. Mm-hmm. And same way with the mission work. They do a lot of mission work, and this school that they built will be a Bible school and a trade school. So our members that go down there will be painting, but they'll also be doing Bible school and devotions, and people walk for miles. I know they have ministers or missionaries that go to different areas. They'll walk all day just to come, and once a month to come and do lessons and learn and then go back to their own area. So I don't think any of us realize that we can hop in a car and drive.
And turn on our faucet to get
right.
good water.
Right.
Can you imagine walking so far to have a bucket of water when...
Right.
I mean, how many buckets of water do you use in a day?
That's exactly right. So it's just... And I think the people that are there and come back, they have so much to tell that it's a life-changing thing for each one that goes.
Carolyn, has anybody told any, like, personal stories? I mean, getting acquainted with the Haitian people personally, not just seeing them as a crowd, but face-to-face, personally. Any stories that you recall that they've told about such-and-such a family or such-and-such a person that's just been, as you say, so delighted with the working with them?
Well, the ones that are down there at the mission group
Do they speak English? The
and
ones
they
that they're working
the,
with?
Yeah, they also speak the Haitian
uh-huh.
language. So, but I think most of them that do come, they speak, you know, they are able to talk to them. I happened to meet this couple that lived down there with their two little kids, and they are just a delight.
Mm. What's special? You've talked about the delight of the children and so on. Any other impressions that you've gathered, you know, from this couple that have lived there that, you know, what's really unique about the Haitian people?
Well, I think what they're so excited about, the Bible stories and the Bible and listening to the stories. And one of the things that they have commented and several have commented on is their singing. They sing in their own language, but they get taught in the other language also. But it's just their excitement and how they do it. And I think one of the things that a lot of them have said, too, is they will wash their clothes, and their clothes are so clean. And, you know, when you're carrying all your water and doing all those kind of things and to come up with white clothes, it's amazing.
Amazing, yes.
Yes, it is.
Well, Carolyn, of course, the folks who are going there need some financial support, and so one of the ways you're doing that is with this fundraiser coming up on the 7th. So again, give us the time and place and cost.
Okay, the time is going to be Monday, May 7th, and it's going to be at Dusty's in Griswold, and they'll be serving a pasta bar and a salad bar with roll and beverage, and includes the coffee and the tea. And you can get any of these, you can get these tickets from any of the team members, which is Joy Pelzer, Georgia Johnson, and the other team members that are going, Todd and Nan Asklin, Nathan D. Polson, Rich Perry, Bonnie Williams, Jeremy Butler, Allison Raymer, Alyssa Asklin, Teta Asklin, C.J. Richards, and Larry and Marlene Hummel, and they are all from the Atlantic United Church of Christ. Merlin Borg from the Anita United Church of Christ, Jolene Edward from the Red Oak Presbyterian Church, and also you can get them from the support group, myself, Elner Teeds, Mindy Hartman, and along with Pastor Waymire. And if you have any other questions, you can call one of us.
Okay, that's Monday the 7th at Dusty's. Be there, enjoy the good food, and help support this mission trip. And thank you very much, Carolyn Hartman.
You're welcome.
Until next time, here's a thought. One of the signs of a truly educated people and a broadly educated nation is a lack of prejudice.